There's a wee village between Jethert and Hoyk called Minto. And I dinna suppose it's got a kirk now, but at yin time it had a kirk and a kirk minister. And the minister employed he was a gairdner, but he was really a sort of handyman. And this fella was a sleeky kind of fella. He was aye on the make, aye after a wee bit extra money, he ken. So yin time they were sitting down to their breakfast, and the gairdner started going on about this fella in Hoyk that teaches dogs how to talk. And all the time the minister's thinking, what a load of drivel this is, what a load of taradiddle. But as the forenoon went on, the minister somehow couldn't get this out of his head. So when it came to dinner time, the minister sat down with the gairdner again and said, see this fella in Hoyk that teaches dogs how to talk? Aye, aye. Do you think he could teach my dog how to talk? Oh, aye, they say he's very good. He's never had a failure yet. Right, aye, aye. And how much does it cost? Oh, just a fiver. And when are you in Hoyk next? Well, funny you should mention that. I'm in Hoyk later on this afternoon. And do you think you could take the dog in? Oh, aye, aye. But mind and bring it back at night. Oh, aye, I'll do that. So later on that afternoon, the gairdner takes the minister's dog into Hoyk, and after that the minister was on to enter Hooks. And round about tea time, the gairdner comes back, and the minister notices the gairdner hasn't got the dog with him. And he says to the gairdner, What happened? He says, well, there was an offer queue there, so I had to leave the dog. You had to leave the dog there? Aye, I had to leave the dog there. But it'll be all right. So when are you back in Hoyk? Well, I'm back in Hoyk on Friday, and you'll get the dog then? Oh, aye, I'll get the dog then. And of course the gairdner had just drunk the money, of course. So it came round to Friday, and the gairdner went back into Hoyk. And again, the minister was on tenter hooks. Oh, aye. But at night time, the gairdner came home, nae dog. And the minister says, what happened? He did teach the dog how to talk. Well, aye, but we were thinking, you being an educated sort of fella, the dog would need a bigger vocabulary so you could speak to one another as equals. So that's what we thought, so I left him with a... Is that going to cost us any extra money? Oh, just another fiver. And are you in Hoyk the morn? I am, because Hoyk's playing Jethert the morn. So I could collect the dog after that. Well, see that he div. So it came the Saturday, and off the gairdner goes for the rugby match. And again, the minister's on tenterhooks. And that night, the gairdner came back, nae dog. And minister says, he did teach the dog how to talk. Oh, aye, he did. And I'll tell you, we were having the grandest conversation. But then he started going on about how you were gay friendly with a serving lassie. So I didn't let on. But you see, when we were coming over Horns Hole Brig, I taken a right good grip of the lead. And quick as anything, I lifted up the dog, flung it over the side, and just held the lead until the lead stopped shuggling, and then I just let it go. Did I do the right thing, Minister? Oh, aye, you did. And here's an extra fiver for your trouble. Now, the fella that told me that story, Jim Tate, says he might think that story's a load of taradiddle, but if you go down to Horns Hole Brig, just near the caravan park between Denham and Hoyk, you'll see a carving of a dog just on the side of that old brig.